on BBC Radio Lincolnshire. And I'm happy right now because we get to hear another Christmas song, and not just a Christmas song that we've heard over the years. This is a brand new Christmas song. So I'm massively excited about this. And it's been created by Angelo Starr, brother of the late great Motown legend Edwin Starr. And he's worked on this as well with Ian Levine, who a hugely respected name as well in Northern Soul. So let's find out a little bit more about the song before we hear it. I'm pleased to say Angelo is with us now. Hello.
Good morning, Carla. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you. Thanks for joining us today. I'm excited to hear this Christmas song. Tell me why you've created it.
Well, you know, it's really funny because for many years, I'd always thought about doing something like that. But with so many great Christmas songs that already exist, it's always a bit tricky to try to find something that has a new home, new place in people's hearts. But I finally got to the stage, along with, as you said, Ian Levine, to the point where I thought, you know, I have something to say and I have something to contribute to the Christmas season. And it turned out to be this song, Another Lonely Christmas.
Well, I'm very pleased that we're going to hear it, and we will in a moment. Tell us about the song, Another Lonely Christmas. What's inspired it?
Well, what's kind of inspired it is the idea of Motown-esque soul. You know, there's always been music around my home at Christmas time. And of course, that would include people that we know of, you know, Stevie and Marvin and, you know, and others. But doing the Northern Soul music here in the UK, there are a lot of people that have made music of a similar ilk, but maybe not as well known. And, you know, I kind of step on both sides of that fence, obviously being associated with my brother Edwin for many years, but also being associated with One Media and Ian Levine over his Motor City Records. So I thought, well, it would be a great opportunity to kind of mesh these two things together and also, you know, create a song which hopefully will become a classic soulful Christmas song, you know, and in the true tradition of soul music, you know, it does have a happy ending. So even though the title might at first appear to be a bit lonely, forgive the pun, it does in fact have a soulful happy ending. Spoiler alert.
Well, let's hear it, shall we? I'll let you do the honors. Do you want to introduce it, Angelo?
Sure. My name is Angelo Starr. I'm here with Carla, and this is my brand new single, Another Lonely Christmas in the Motor City.
Dream.
Yellow Star, Another Lonely Christmas set in the Motor City. It's out now. It's out now on One Media, Motor City Records, across all digital platforms. And Angelo is with us this morning. Angelo, I love it. And as you say, a happy ending. Your baby got brought back. Your baby got brought back to you.
You know, we need a little bit of optimism in this world right now, for sure. I think it was definitely a plus addition to the record to have a little bit of happiness come in the end there. You know, I hope you like it. I really do, because it was done with the best sentiment and best intention. You know, people sometimes ask, well, why the Motor City? I say, well, there are motor cities all over the world, you know, and big places that happen to be lonely at time. So I just hope that everybody gets a little bit of Santa in their life too.
Oh no, it was absolutely brilliant. I loved it. I was dancing in my chair the whole way through, Angelo. So thank you for that. It was gorgeous. Now I've got to talk a bit about your music career, because of course you've been in the industry for a very long time. Younger brother to Edwin, was it sort of growing up with him that it inspired you into music? Was it a musical family?
Well, it was kind of both, but certainly influenced by him. You know, I did a lot of things growing up. I started playing in bands when I was quite young, of course, because that was how the music scene worked in America. We had music in schools, and every school would have their hot local band and so forth. So, you know, I got involved in music quite early doing that. But I kind of went to university and studied engineering for a while, electrical engineering, and got my degree there. But music was always a significant part of that journey. And then I got to a stage where Edwin approached me when he came to the United Kingdom and asked me to come over and help him work on an album project he was working with. And I did that and got a flavor for the country and could see immediately why he loved it here so much. And he then made a proposition to me. He said, man, I could really use you here. You know, why don't you stay? And I told him, I said, well, if you can keep me busy, I'll stay. And here I stand.
And what was it like touring with him and performing around the UK?
Oh, it was absolutely amazing. You know, of course, I had done a few shows with him in America growing up on occasion when he would come through town. And, you know, if there was a problem with one of his musicians, because I play guitar, he'd say, hey, you want to play? And I'd say, OK, and I'd hop on the gig. So I worked with him a few times like that in America. But then when I came here, he, you know, after we finished the album that we were writing, he asked me if I wanted to play with his band. And I thought, well, OK, if you want me to, I'll do that. And it has been an amazing journey, to be honest with you. We've got a chance to work with a lot of people who've become household names now. People like the Four Tops and the Temptations. I've done tours with Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. We've done shows with Kool and the Gang and Percy Sledge, and you know, the list just goes on. And it's been an amazing journey, not only because I was there as his brother, but I was there as a jobbing musician.
Yeah.
You know, and if it gives you the chance to work with people who are considered to be at the top of the game, you get better. And you learn a lot.
Absolutely. And of course, I mean, we lost Edwin at a relatively young age, didn't we? He was just 61 years old when he died. And at that point, you didn't know whether you wanted to carry on with music. Was that just because it was such an emotional time?
That's true. You know, it was very difficult, because I had never tried to be my brother while he was alive. You know, it wasn't like I was trying to, you know, mimic him, you know, stand in his shoes or anything. I was there as a support to what he was doing, and as a learning process for me as an artist. And, you know, from time to time, I would be out with other people working. I played guitar for 14 years with Alexander O'Neill, Another Level, Shola Amav, you know, I did writing Chaka Khan. So I was always doing things with people in the business. But when he passed away, he had a great unit of musicians who had been with him since the early 80s. And I was part of that unit as well. And we were left with that idea of whether we would, call this the end of it all, or whether we would find some way to continue, perhaps by getting someone else in to front the group or whatever. But the dynamic between the individuals was so good, we didn't want to change that and risk, bringing someone else in. So I put down the guitar and I moved up front, and hopefully we're doing something right, because that was 2003 and we're almost in 2023.
Yeah. Well, you obviously
And
are.
people say they still enjoy it.
Absolutely. And so glad you stuck with it and stayed in music, and brilliant that you brought us that lovely Christmas song. Thank you so much for coming on to talk about it and for letting us play it here. It's been fantastic. Thanks, Angelo.
Thank you so much. The pleasure is mine. Merry Christmas to all your listeners, and I hope to see you soon, wherever you happen to be.
Thank you, Angelo Starr. Another Lonely Christmas in the Motor City. What a song that is. Out now on One Media Motor City Records across all digital platforms.